British gambling participation holds steady. Lottery play remains dominant. Gambling participation in Great Britain remained largely unchanged in the latest Gambling Commission survey. The Gambling Commission's most recent gambling survey for Great Britain, GSGB, which collected responses from 4,750 adults, shows overall participation was stable, but with a small shift away from lottery-only play. In Wave 2 of the 2025 survey, carried out between April 1st and July 20th, 47% of respondents said they had gambled at least once in the previous 4 weeks, a 1 percentage point decrease from 48% recorded in Wave 1, January 13th to April 27th, and the same period in 2024. Lotteries remain the single most popular form of gambling. Roughly 1 in 5 participants reported playing only national lottery or charity lottery draws. When these lottery-only players are excluded, the overall participation rate rises to 28%, up from 27% in the comparable earlier waves. After lotteries, sports betting and scratch cards were the next most commonly reported activities, each cited by 12% of respondents. Online instant win games accounted for 8%. The Commission revised reporting categories in this wave to separate horse racing and dog racing. Horse racing betting increased to 7% from 4% in the prior reporting period, a rise the regulator linked to major fixtures such as the Grand National taking place in the survey window. Online engagement held steady at 38% overall, matching the previous wave. Excluding lottery-only players, online participation was 17%. Digital national lottery ticket purchases were the most common online product, bought by 25% of adults. Other lottery draws were at 15%, while online sports and racing bets registered at 10%. In-person gambling activity was reported by 28% of adults, falling to 18% when lottery-only play is removed. Among in-person formats, national lottery tickets led 15%, followed by scratch cards 12%, charity lotteries 6%, sports betting 4%, and bingo 3%. Age patterns show differing profiles depending on whether lottery-only play is included. Adults aged 55 to 64 recorded the highest overall participation, 54%. However, excluding lottery-only participants, the 25 to 44 cohort becomes the most active group at 36%. Men accounted for 43% of that subgroup. Young adults, 18 to 24, were more likely to cite enjoyment as their main motive to gamble, while the prospect of a major win was the most frequently reported reason across the full sample. Expert reaction and market signals. A Gambling Commission spokesperson said, "The latest GSGB shows a broadly stable gambling landscape in Great Britain. Lotteries continue to underpin overall participation, but the small rise in non-lottery play is notable and will be monitored closely. We are particularly attentive to short-term spikes related to major sporting and racing events and to changes in online behavior that could affect vulnerability and consumer protections. The Commission will continue to use the survey evidence to inform regulatory priorities and engagement with operators and treatment providers." Professor Mark Griffiths, a long-standing gambling researcher, added, "These findings underline the dual character of gambling in Britain, a mass market activity driven by lottery play and episodic spikes around big events. If tax or product changes shift consumer spend away from one product to another, we must watch for unintended harms. Operators, regulators, and support organizations should prepare for changes in product mix and ensure harm minimization measures, advertising standards, and affordability checks keep pace with market shifts." industry stakeholders will be watching how policy developments affect behavior. The autumn budget confirmed an increase in the tax applied to remote gaming, which the government has scheduled to take effect from April. Analysts and operators have said the measure could prompt product and pricing adjustments in online casino markets, potentially influencing participation in adjacent products such as digital lottery and sports betting. Regulatory and market watch policymakers, public health charities, and operators will use the GSGB as a near-term barometer. The Gambling Commission has signaled it will combine survey evidence with compliance work and data from operators to assess harm trends. Campaign groups and treatment providers, including independent organizations working in prevention and recovery, are expected to scrutinize future waves for changes in high-risk play and demographic shifts. Next year's GSGB additions will therefore be closely observed for early signs of the tax change feeding through to consumer behavior and market structure.